They're interesting concepts as to how councils might choose to use some of or all of those suggestions to deal with problems within their own communities. If I could go to some other aspects of it and then perhaps come back to the police with respect to Margaret's last part about the police being involved in policing bylaws. But, Leon, I understand Yarrabah has utilised these local laws to some extent with respect to, is it noisy parties that you've got some provision whereby permits and that are required?
We've actually tried to explore options under the local laws regime. So that, yeah, we can, I suppose, be seen to be proactive as a local authority. But there is one point that needs to be, I suppose, reiterated, is the fact that state law precludes any local law. And, you know, the rule of thumb is that no local law should be in contravention of the state law, otherwise the state law has precedence. I probably rephrased that incorrectly, but anyway, our view is that, well, what we know is that the state law actually prevails, and it's not in the best interest of council to be trying to put anything else up that may be in contravention of that. With regards to the noisy party, what we looked at is trying to develop a policy, because going down a local law option was going to be problematic. There is this issue about enforcement. What we have done is looked at, we haven't been able to formalise at the moment, but we're looking at the mechanisms that are involved there and how then do we, I suppose, get the best possible outcome, which is, one, making sure that there's no continuation of it, there's increased awareness, and more importantly, the enforcement responsibility is left in the relevant spheres. What the critical elements to it are, you know, looks at having a control mechanism whereby anybody who wishes to have a party goes and seeks or obtains this permit, I'm going to call it a permit, from the QPS. And all that is just an information that says, okay, if you're going to have a party, these are the things you should be considering about security, about, you know, the impact on your close neighbours and so forth, and a time frame on which this is expected to end. Where that is contravened or a party goes ahead without approval, the intervention or just means that the police goes in and just notifies them of their what's going on and whether they've got the necessary approval. In addition to that, we've tried to work out, okay, where we have repeat offenders, how then do we make them aware of their obligations as community citizens? Our strategy involved notification to our housing section, because we are all compliant with the RTA, the tenancy agreements under the Residential Tenancy Authority and the Act, sorry. And so, therefore, the tenant knows that they have a formal contract with the council on the purpose and use of that particular dwelling. And if it's in contravention of that, well, they technically are in conflict with what they've actually written down. And, you know, because we're all under social housing on communities at the moment and we have a large waiting list, we're trying to use the motivational factor that, okay, we can easily have that house tenanted by someone else and put you as a tenant in a, you know, and to be inconvenienced. So at this point in time, there's still a lot of working through with that particular one, but with regards to our local laws, at the moment we're looking at housing and a few other things which are the more higher level, with the intent of trying to come up with some positive, I suppose, structure there that will enable us to better control those issues. Mm. But there's a long way to go.
Can I ask you, when you do these things, do you consult with the local police and talk with them about what you're doing?
We've got a pretty proactive relationship or open relationship with our local QPS officers at the community. And yeah, the intent is to try and make sure then that, you know, whatever the issues are, they're fully scoped. The people who have carriage of that, whatever issue, maybe women's issues or whatever, they don't get disempowered. They actually get supported. And it's still understood about, okay, whose roles and responsibilities with regard to certain actions. But at the end of the day, we all acknowledge the fact that we're in the community. We've got, you know, collective responsibilities as stakeholders to make sure that the community is functioning and doesn't become dysfunctional.
Yes.